You know, Marty was so good last segment. I'm considering for him going to the game tomorrow, putting burnt orange and white up for my lights tonight on Halo Custom Line.
Oh, you are.
Just for one night. Not a Texas fan, but because Marty was so great, considering it.
I can't believe what it naturally is. I was so glad I flipped around to be able to watch him on live.
Yes.
Looked like he was at a heck of a set. He was in like a den, it looked like an office or a den.
Yeah. I mean, he does... Yeah. The thing that he does a good job of is getting around and getting to these events. He goes at the Final Four.
He does. He goes to things.
He goes. Yeah,
he's going to hoops. He's like Jake.
Yeah,
he's Jake Sorensen. Yeah, Jake's going to South Dakota to meet up with the spreadsheet.
Yep, Lori and Kevin apparently up there.
Yep. See, yeah,
I guess they're not going to the game. They said they might come out and tailgate, though, possibly.
Okay.
That'd be nice. I'd love to see you guys meet. If they could bring it.
I would take a selfie
If they could bring a copy of one of the spreadsheets,
yes.
We'd like to see that.
So you're heading up there tomorrow.
It's supposed to be tonight.
Oh, tonight.
But maybe tomorrow morning.
This is a whole new...
The plan is tonight. It could be
tomorrow
morning.
Because you're going with a whole bunch of people that are lavish spending is
going
to happen.
Going to the Pentagon.
And
you're being treated, right, through Elizabeth's work?
Going through work.
Okay. Yes.
Not my work, her work.
Okay. So this is lavish. They're in a suite.
Yes.
They're watching the game, and Jake is built for a suite.
There's actually quite a few suites up there. It's like a 3,000 capacity. There's so many suites in this building. It's very strange.
So there'll be food and...
Food and beverage.
Wow. Yep.
So Jake will be having...
I'll report to you guys.
Beers and some sort of sandwiches.
This will be great sports talk on Monday.
This talk will be really good for a bye week, and you going to the Pentagon, that means a lot.
100%. Can't wait for it.
We'll have a lot to talk about.
Real quick, Bill, lights last night, what color were they?
We're just in fall.
Fall.
Yeah, we're just in fall. Yep. Okay.
Which means?
It's a hue. It's a hue. It's a greenish brown.
I understand
brownish.
It's a hue. What color is the hue? Yeah.
It's a fall.
Green,
fall,
gold,
yeah,
brown,
it's gonna be fall.
Hues.
If you said fall, what do you say? Oh, probably pink, right then? No, fall. What's fall? It's pumpkins and squashes and stuff.
Okay.
So look like that.
Is there any black in there?
No, fall's not black. No,
what,
no.
A little.
No,
I would think it would be if you
browns if you, and those type
of
colors.
If you pin me down, I would say green, yellow, brown, and black.
There's some yellow there.
Why would there be black? What's the black about?
There's no black.
Why do you put fall with black?
Yeah. I don't know.
No one puts black with fall colors. Like that's not brown.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, what are the colors for fall? I think it's teal and pink. No. I mean, you knew exactly what
it's
the colors were.
And
I think you were being somewhat of a smart owl.
Seemed like it.
I think you were disrespecting the Halo lights.
I think
you're coming right at Josh McGuire.
I wanted to hear what the hues are.
Hues.
Schedule your own setting.
Yes.
Neiman & Sons Roofing and HaloCustomLighting.com.
Custom. Oh,
it is time for FSP's storming possibilities in college football, Bill.
We have some.
What do we have?
Yeah, it's not a huge week. Sometimes I'll get up to, 10 to 12, but not a ton of them right there. First one up there, Notre Dame at Pitt.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Yes. Notre Dame at Pitt would be an epic. God. And there'd be some confusion because that's not a crazy college crowd. Pitt's not a crazy. It's not.
I thought Pitt didn't care about this game. Our doozy.
Yeah, that's an interesting. Still haven't gotten over that one. Okay. Do the Northwestern fans, if they beat Michigan at Wrigley, that I would love to see a storming at Wrigley, and you're probably talking 300 to 400 students.
Are they coming?
Jumping over the
I think they should.
Jumping over the wall. They'd be going over the wall in Wrigley, which would be very cool to see. I'd love to see that. And then like that. South Florida at Navy. Navy. Does Navy storm? South Florida's ranked 24th. They're the lead team to go to the playoffs. Does Navy storm? I believe they too. Georgia Tech at BC. BC's won one game. They've won one game. If they stormed, there'll be no one there again. Eight fans storming. Utah at Baylor. There may be a storming if that would happen. With the AD thing going on, I can see all of a sudden just being a crazy win. Utah's ranked 13th right now. Baylor is unranked. And so that is a chance.
I can see that.
That is a chance. And that's really it. That really wraps it up on who would storm.
Do you know who had a really good storm last week? It was Wisconsin.
That was the only one that happened.
It was a great storm.
That was the only storm.
Yeah, it was a great storm, and they did an unbelievable
job. That was quite a scene.
It was a scene. It was.
It was a good FSP.
There'll be one, and there might be a surprise. There will be one. It'll happen. So I'm excited to see what goes down.
All right.
Field storming possibilities.
Yes.
FBI like SPs.
Yeah.
But nothing will ever top the Virginia one.
Nope. No. It'll be. It's done.
Like that.
In the history of storming.
We've reached the pinnacle of field storming.
Inertia, build up. They started getting ready to go with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it went to, double overtime or whatever it was.
Can we just say this? That was almost a disturbing field storm.
I don't know about disturbing like that. No, it was.
That doesn't make it sound bad.
I
know.
And I know
it was dangerous.
I would say it was dangerous for Squirrel, the receiver for Florida State, and the DB, because that was dangerous for them.
I thought the mass of humanity moving down and forward was
It was disturbing.
Dangerous.
Yes.
It was dangerous. I'm not pouring cold water on it. It was epic.
You said disturbing. It sounds pretty cold water.
Well, but no.
Yeah, it is. Disturbing is cold water.
It's got a cold water connotation to it.
Call Marty.
I would agree with you probably. not sure.
The voices.
I love Marty.
I want to call Marty once a week just to talk to him about this random stuff.
Tell us about your week,
Marty. Marty said there is zero quarterback controversy.
Wow.
Yeah,
he's
Marty.
He's clearly a Seminole. He paints a pretty nice picture over something that's not very pleasant.
He wants Norvell to stay, though.
Hey, I didn't know that.
One conference win in 2 years. I want him to stay.
Maybe that's why we don't talk
about it. He went with no off-the-field situations.
I said, give me something.
He goes,
it's a clean program.
They go to class. Right. And I don't know if they went to class before. Now Marty's all academic now.
I wanted to ask him, is that just because there's no media to report it anymore?
When Florida State lost to Clemson, I didn't even really know about it. The game was on the ACC
network. It was a forgotten game.
Florida State lost again, and they scored 10 points. Yeah, no big whoop.
Nobody cared. Yeah. Nobody watched.
That shouldn't be that way. It's Clemson, Florida State. Yeah. It's Clemson, Florida State. Nobody cared.
That would be the same as Ohio State, Michigan, and no one caring. Right. Imagine that.
That'd be bizarre.
Imagine that. No one caring.
All right,
the spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.